This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, these Eagles who moved to 8-2, and one of those two is your Atlanta Falcons, but they moved to 8-2 last night. They knock off the Commanders. It was a
won six straight
defensive slugfest last night throughout most of the game. Saquon goes for 146, two fourth-quarter touchdowns. Eagles ended up stretching their lead, although we'll come back to the two-point conversion in just a second. I want to hear from Dan Quinn because yesterday in this game, right, the Eagles are leading 12-10 in the fourth quarter. 12-10, right? 2 points. You're down by 2 points. Washington in range, I want to say the 28-yard line, something along those lines. Dan Quinn goes for it on 3rd-and-3, obviously, gets stuffed. Comes back on 4th-and-2, and he's like, going for it again. I don't understand it. Dan Quinn, explain it to me.
Obviously, to go for it and 4th-down-and-2 at the 26, bold call, but I would also say we were prepared for that moment. Don't love the execution, but we've been an excellent 4th-down team. So going into it, we knew we'd have to take our shots against a tough division team on the road, and we thought that was an appropriate one. Certainly don't like the execution and the result, but we were prepared for that and being bold into those moments, knowing we'd have some 4th-downs. But that's one we can fix.
Dan Quinn, I got one word for you. No.
Well, look, no. Hold on. I got to defend my guy. You can sit here and complain now because the snap was botched, but if it's this one, it is...
That's part of football.
It's one of those deals where if they make it, if he doesn't botch that snap, because it literally that tick of time to secure it
mess up the play fake or the read or whatever.
Yeah, so no, it's easy to sit here, but and the execution was it. But I mean, they make it, they might win this game, and everybody's saying, "Man, can you believe the Kahunas?"
If you kick the field goal, you might win the game. You want to talk about sitting here and second-guessing? It's a field goal to go to the lead.
How about you don't give up 20 freaking points in the fourth quarter?
How about you take the lead when you can?
I mean,
you already have seen their kicker miss three field goals before.
They scored 26 points, dude. You scored 18. That 3 points.
When did all those points come? Those last 14 points you're talking about came after the momentum swung to Philadelphia because you missed the fourth down conversion when you could have taken the lead in the game.
There is
nothing you're going to say lets me think they shouldn't have done that.
I would have kicked the field goal. But what if they miss the field goal?
Thank you.
What if the field goal misses? We saw a lot of missed field goals last night. Hell, we saw missed field goals in our game the other night.
They're all over the place. They're all over the place.
I mean, kicking game in the NFL right now is...
It's bad.
I mean, I think even Justin Tucker's having an off year. You think they shrunk the field goal post? We didn't know it?
I know that DQ is your guy, and I respect that, and I like DQ, man. Look, DQ is the guy that gave me a phone call, hey, the Falcons are going to go in a different direction. I'm like, yeah, I'm not shocked by that, DQ. Thank you for letting me know.
So you didn't have to do that. I would have texted you.
Yeah, I don't know. But I didn't talk to him as a voicemail. So it was the same thing.
Well, that's because you wouldn't answer his call.
I didn't know his phone number. I was like, who is this calling me from this phone number?
You didn't try to call him back?
It was a 770. It's like his office phone.
You didn't try to call him back?
I did, but it wasn't until like a week later when I realized my voicemail box had been full. I think I still have that voicemail anyways.
Can we play it on the air?
I got to go look for it.
Can we play it on the air?
If I can find it, we definitely can. Hey, Mike, this is Dan Quinn. Just wanted to let you know. Look, man, we appreciate everything you've done here since you came in. And right now, it looks like we're going to move in a different direction. All right, cool, DQ. I'm not shocked by any of this news. I was already looking in a different direction, too, baby.
He didn't talk about your execution
anything? It was like at the end of February.
He didn't like your execution?
No, I was like, hey, man, make sure you don't go for it on 4th-and-2 against Philly.
All right, you know what? Move on.
Well,
get over
well,
it.
You're
get
the
over
one, it. You're the one that keeps bringing
it up. You're clearly upset about something that happened in 2015.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.